It's Thursday at Columbus Circle. This is Andrew with New York City Independent Media Center Sound Collective. We're at Columbus Circle, like I said. We're waiting for the DNC to RNC March press conference to come down from Boston, walking all the way. Real good energy, incredible spirit. People are getting ready to give the press conference.
In a moment, we're going to have several speakers from our march tell you about their experiences and what we'll be doing in our last leg of our 258-mile journey. But first, I want to introduce David Graeber from the 831 Coalition to welcome activists to New York. David Graeber?
Hi. I'm asked to welcome people on behalf of New York, New York anarchist community maybe, but I just heard the polls this morning, and apparently New York One says that, if I'm not mistaken, 80% of all New Yorkers don't think the Republicans should be here. 62% are in favor of nonviolent civil disobedience. Well, to hear that 10% are leaving town and 11% are actually intending to take part in the protests. So I think I can say, yeah, New York welcomes you. New York wants to see these people here. I'm with the 831 Action Coalition. We've been working with a lot of other groups. So We Rise Coalition, the Mouse Block, and others, and putting together really amazing series of actions that are going to be taking place over the next couple of days. All of us are just amazed to see and inspired to see these people come. And we'd like to welcome you and welcome you to New York. And people of New York really want to see you here.
Yeah.
Okay, next I want to introduce Lisa Fithian from United for Peace and Justice.
L-I-S-A-F-I-T-H-I-A-N. I'm with United for Peace and Justice, and we are honored and thrilled and excited about the energy and the heart and the commitment and resistance that the DNC to RNC march has shown from Boston to New York. We know that on Sunday, when we march on the 29th, in the hundreds of thousands, that we are following in the leadership and the footsteps of people who have marched 258 miles to say no to empire, no to the Bush administration, and no to a Kerry administration. Because we know that whoever wins, we don't have our problem solved, and it's the power of the people and their willingness to take to the streets that's going to make a difference in this country. Thank you for showing us the way.
Next, I want to introduce Corey, who's one of several amazing young people who I've met on this march, who had the vision and tenacity to make this come together. Corey from Olympia, Washington.
So we have walked 256 miles from Boston to New York, from the Democratic National Convention to the Republican National Convention. We are opposing a two-party system that puts needs and interests of corporations before people. We know that there can be changes, and we've seen it from communities along the route. This has been organized by students, workers, farmers, community members, not by some huge national organization, but by people who recognize there needs to be change in this system. We are coming together today to march the last 2 miles. We continue to struggle and march for peace, justice, dignity, food, healthcare, education, and housing, like so many people around the world who continue to struggle to build democracy from the grassroots. Thank you.
In a moment, we're going to take a few questions, but first, we have a brief announcement from WarCry, and followed by that, another member of the DNC to RNC will report on what's going to be happening next in our march. So first, WarCry.
I'd like to welcome the American people to New York City. We have a strong tradition of freedom of speech and dissent in this city, but it's something that people have always had to assert, as there's also a strong tradition of political repression. We are not the threat. The people who are gathering at the Republican National Convention to promote war and terrorism towards the Iraqi people and the rest of the world are the threat. This is a defining historical moment. But who will define it, John Ashcroft or the American people? I just want to make an announcement that we are standing in front of the Time Warner building over here. on Saturday the 28th, there's a huge dinner party the Republicans are having with the their subservient lapdogs in the corporate media, who has for too long deceived the American people, promoted war, and hid dissent, hides the massacres. We have to stand up to this deceptive, abusive media. We have to demand democratic access to the airwaves in this country, which do belong to the American people. It is not an incidental detail. Our voice must be heard. We must not be intimidated. There is too much at stake in terms of human rights, the environmental devastation. At this point in history, we need to take a stand, and we're going to do that. Please look to informationliberationfront.net for details on the gathering planned here to make a statement about free speech and democratic access to the media on Saturday evening, the 28th. Thank you, and stay safe.
Two more brief speakers. Now I have the pleasure of introducing Diamond Dave from Kate Ashbury, San Francisco.
Yo, still around after all these years, four generations still around. I want to first thank my brothers and sisters as we rode down that road. Strangers becoming friends, friends becoming family, family becoming community, and community on the move. Now that's the move, rather than freewheeling, freestyling, and free flowing into the millennium. Brown, now here we are, brown as the berries. Bright as buttons, sharp as tacks, saying, hey, as soon as we get out of the shower, clean as a whistle. Because here we'd be realizing a couple of things. One, that the whole is greater than the sum of its parts, and we can do more together than any of us can do on our own. And just saying this, it's time to declare your independence and acknowledge your interdependence. That's declare your independence. Acknowledge your interdependence. And first I said, fuck George Bush and the horse he rode in on. It's not that, it's fuck George Bush. He's the horse that they rode in on. Time to ride him out. So let's ride, let's go. Hey, Simone. Let's go. Yeah. Yeah.
Bueno, no voy a decir exactamente lo mismo porque la población mexicana o latina es diferente. Bueno, ahorita hacemos preguntas. Lo más importante que queremos decir es que esta acción tiene que ver que se vayan todos. Estamos en solidaridad con Argentina, con Venezuela, con los zapatistas, con todas las resistencias del sur del mundo y con todas las resistencias aquí locales que nos están desplazando en nuestras propias comunidades. ¡Que se vayan todos!
But the police have given you a lane to go down to Union Square, is that right?
Absolutely. In the negotiations for this march, we declared to the police that our permit is the 256 miles already marched, and they agreed.
You have the tickets.
All right, check it out. This is very important that everybody listen up. We're going to have bikes in front, the DNC to RNC march, behind them in formation. Behind them, there's going to be DNC to RNC marchers leading what we're going to call civil society. And then all you beautiful people that have come here to join us today will be right behind them. All right?
The march is beginning.
This is my first big protest, and I don't know what to expect, but I'm excited.
All right, thank you. How are you feeling being up at the front here on a bicycle built for two?
This is amazing, man. What? This is only Thursday, and we've already got, like, there's probably almost 1,000 people here, and we're gonna take Broadway right now. This is gonna be beautiful.
All right. There's quite a few police, but they're definitely trying to give a peaceful kind of atmosphere, if one can imagine that. Plastic handcuffs are displayed on the side of the policemen's belts, yet they're wearing short sleeve shirts. The general spirit here is of a fairly loose style, though they are all in a formation. The captain is now asking people to get out of the street. And there's a number of police on the following on scooters to their left, and they're going to be riding down the bicyclists on the right lane of Broadway. People on bicycles ahead in the front, with police motor scooters to their left. Energy is high. Lots of people observing. Good deal of media, though a lot of the media has thinned out at this point. It's now dusk in New York, and this is the beginning of what will be probably a week of nonviolent actions in New York that express protest to the Republican regime. We are at 38th Street, and a spontaneous crew of welcomers has popped out on the corner. In fact, it's a whole bunch of people holding Unite for Peace and Justice signs that say no to the Bush agenda. I believe it's Leslie Kagan and other folks from the United for Peace and Justice. Yes, that is Leslie Kagan.
Not only on Sunday, but all week long, people are going to be out in the streets of New York like we are tonight.
We got it.
We got it.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying like protest, I don't believe anymore. Like in the 60s, when the fucking sanitation protest, something changed came. People didn't go to work, people took off.
Right.
Today, protest here, you walk in the streets like a big parade and everyone's a point of view, but nothing changes. You don't change anything. Only thing, you know how much fucking money is going to all of this shit to the city for them watching this protest and they're playing the police and the security and all that. All that money could be pushed into something that's going to make a change.
Right, you know,
in America, that's the one thing that people really need to be aware of, that Palestine and Israel, people are sitting in cafes and get killed and bombed in normal life. We don't see them.
They got a budget of $20 million for security this week. And I don't know whether it starts today.
Yeah, but that security is all over these. I mean, I was in a ton. They're all over that. Now they have even.
Oh, is that right? Where
they
is
have
it?
All these FBI guys on fucking scooters. And when I saw them, because I work right across the street from the station.
Uh-huh.
And they're all in scooters and plain clothes, really cool tattoos. You can tell they're fake tattoos.
Really?
They were painted.
Oh,
on.
Really?
Yeah, and all this
shit.
Bullshit. I'm like, wow, you know, they really put a lot of. Because if I didn't see them come out, I would not have known that they were cops. They have the really cool scooters, too. They're not police scooters.
Uh-huh.
I've got one of those things from Europe, those expensive scooters.
Like Vespas or whatever?
Yeah, they're like those. Jazz,
uh-huh.
Whatever that one with the J.
Right.
There was like 150 of them came out. They were by the Javis Center practicing and shit.
Wow.
I think it would be really great if a lot of people were to bring their kids out that they could see this and they could experience this. I mean, that's what I was thinking about the whole day as I was riding around, just let them experience this and be a part. Because I think most young children, they know there's a war, but it doesn't affect them and it doesn't have any reality for them. And it would be great for them to see something like this and see people that are in the street that do care and are protesting. And to be honest with you, I wish I would see more minority people in some of these protests. But for me personally, I don't feel that it makes a change. And in this city, just like they say, New York would be just for the rich, and it is. And most middle-class people or low-income people don't even know that yet, but it's already happened.
Right.
And they don't even realize that. And they're going to be pushed out so fast and hit so hard, they won't even know what hit them, like Harlem. They will not know what hit them. Is change really going to come? Is something really going to happen? I mean, I just wish American people would really be like European countries and really make a stand for what they really believe in and make a sacrifice. The biggest thing is a sacrifice, because everybody has to make a sacrifice. I'm a Christian, and Jesus made a sacrifice for me, and I believe we would have to make sacrifice. And I wish I knew actually what I could do in this country to actually give something back.
Now, but wait a second. Here comes the march crossing 17th Street next to the park at Union Square. By the way, Union Square was not named for unions. It was named for the Union, as in Union versus Confederate back in the day. This is Andrew. I'm with Indie Media over here. We're at 17th Street. The march just crossed past. We've been following it up, and I'm here talking to, I believe, someone with, handing out flyers for A31.
That's right.
Tell me about what's going on, what you're feeling right now.
Well, this is a glorious beginning to the festivities that we're having here in New York. This is an opportunity for all New Yorkers and all the people from all around the country to come together to, you know, create with each other the new world that we know is possible, to become in these moments that we experience ourselves coming together, and the food that we share and the theater that we create, we're becoming an emblem of the resistance around the world to this crazy corporate state, to this crazy system that doesn't give anybody any choice about how they live, that doesn't allow people to eat healthily, to, you know, have clean air, to have healthcare, and people, you know, instead of just you know, saying it's terrible. Instead of people just, you know, decrying what's wrong, people were able to come together and, like, propose new alternatives to, you know, demonstrate in their lives and in their relationships with each other the new world that we know is possible. And, you know, this is a great beginning. I think we've seen that for all the bluster, the police officers know that that coming down in a Miami fashion here in New York is not going to fly with the New Yorkers. They know that New York is opposed to Bush. They know that New York is in support of what we're doing here. A recent poll, 69% of people in New York are in support of civil disobedience here in New York City. So, you know, the people are with us. The country is with us in the majority. And it's just wonderful to be here.
And we got a lot of listeners around the world. Is there anything you'd like to say to them?
What I'd like to say is that, you know, resistance is alive here inside the belly of the beast. We walk through Times Square. It's the symbol of corporate power. It's the symbol of people being inundated with information that manipulates them and manipulates their desires. And we're here in the very belly of the beast, know what that's like, perhaps more than anyone else. And we also know that it's not what we want. It's not what we want here, and it's not what anyone else wants in the world, for sure. And we're doing the best we can to stand up, to come together, to resist this imperial power, to resist this war machine, and instead to, you know, live the new world that is possible, and to attract people. You know, we're in solidarity with not only the Zapatistas, with the amazing play that happened here, but along with the Zapatistas, with the voiceless and the faceless around the world. You know, we know that we're in a privileged position here. We're able to do things that many other people around the world wish they could do. And, you know, it takes a bit of courage to stand up to this, you know, onslaught of violence, but, you know, we can do it. And it's inspiring to be among such courageous people. It's people with such commitment and dedication and, you know, honesty, beauty, inspiration, dedication. You know, it's a glorious opportunity.
Thank you. DNC March has made it to its end point. We're at Union Square. People are hugging each other, congratulating each other. The spirits are high, and people are smiling, having a good time. There's still a very strong police presence, and a lot of police cameras, good number of media, a lot of independent media, good to see. It's now almost 9 o'clock in New York City on Thursday, and the DNC to RNC march has made it into Union Square. And is now some drumming going on. Lots of people, maybe more than 1,500 people here, I'd say. No, more like 2,500. This is Andrew, New York City Independent Media Center, Sound Collective.